So, maybe you've got a great idea for business and want to start selling your products and services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers. Or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code OUT149. That's OUT149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. I'm here, Susan Pinsky, with my beautiful co-host, Emily Morse.
Hello. So glad to be here with you. I'm so honored to be your co-host.
You've been on my show more than anybody and had more readings than anybody on the show.
Do I get like a special jacket today or something?
Yeah, you do.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm honored. I love being on your show.
Sister wife.
Okay, good to know. Well, just let you know. She's referring to the fact that I guest co-host Love Line.
Yes, she does. And she's amazing. And the other day we were stuck in New York and she took over and does a fabulous job every time.
Love being there.
And has her own podcast, Sex with Emily.
Yep, sexwithemily.com. I've been doing it for about 10 years now. It's a top podcast on iTunes for all your sex and relationship issues and questions, anything you're going through.
She talks about everything. It sounds like I was listening to one of your podcasts on anal sex, and actually, you made it sound good. Like, I got to figure that shit out.
I know. Seriously.
Literally.
Well, that's part of it. And I did just write a blog. I also am a columnist for glamour.com. Every Sunday, I do a blog, and I did one on, like, anal sex basics the other day, and it was, like, their most popular post because I know this is not a sex show, but I'm just going to say that a lot of people have really bad experiences with it because they don't do it right. They do it wrong. Their partner like just forces on them. They're not ready. They're not prepared. And there's a few things you have to do and you can't enjoy. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but there are ways you can enjoy it.
And I'm middle-aged and it wasn't really my thing growing up.
But you have the bottom of a 20-year-old.
Thank you.
There you go.
She's hot, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hot Jesus man over here. Jack Rourke is in the studio. He's one of our clairvoyants here today and psychic rebel Colby.
Hello, everybody.
I like to tag team people here.
It's good. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Good energy.
Nothing better than a little group psychic work.
Yeah, I love it.
I thought that was going in a whole different direction.
I was like, whoa.
No, we like to have fun, and this is kind of anytime Emily's here, we like to talk about sex. It's not going to be totally like crazy fun.
No, just
sex
when
today,
it's
though.
Relevant.
We have some serious subject matter that we're going to talk about, but first I think we should probably see if you guys can read a little bit of Emily, because she has had readings before, and sometimes they're very interesting. She had a reading by Barbara Mackey, and she was, like, kind of confused afterwards. I mean, she was a really good sport about it, but I'm not going to talk about it, but
no, but here's the thing. They're always on the phone. So it's never been, I've never been in the presence of your amazing psychics on the show. So this is like a whole different experience. They saw me come in late, frazzled. I hope you don't use it and judge me. No, but you know, so I love that. This is going to be really cool to see what you have to say.
So does anybody want to jump in and just kind of give Emily some, see any spirits, anything
I can take it.
Swirling around the room, making
anybody.
You, yeah, there's some sexual energy going on in here. Maybe we can.
maybe.
Oh, that's all you, Jack. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, let's see what happens. You know, I want to just talk my way through this and see where this goes. Because I have an image of a man appearing here, and he seems to be a little bit, how can I say he looks like? He's kind of a round fella. And I feel like his hair is sort of receding some. And there's something really unique about his smile. I want to like put my finger like right here for some reason. I don't know why. I feel like there's something, either it's a weird thing with his tooth, or there is a space, or there was like a crooked thing that kind of did this. But I want to like do this.
Like a gold cavity thing?
Something unique about the tooth. I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on that, I don't want to push it, but just based on that description, are we going?
Yeah,
okay.
We are.
Because I feel like I have this sense of you know, I'm putting myself in your shoes. I have this sense of being a little girl and not being able to walk past him without him grabbing me. I feel like I want to grab you and put you on my lap. I feel like I want to tickle you and like squeeze you. And
that's how you feel?
Well, that's how he feels. I'm putting myself in this scenario.
Okay. Okay.
Although you would probably fit in my pocket. And and it's showing me something about your hair. I don't know if you used to, when you were a girl, you used to wear it sort of like this.
Yeah.
Pigtails? I feel like I want to do this with your hair, like I want to tease you.
I did just post a throwback Thursday on my Instagram of myself in pigtails.
Oh, how little. Cute. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like just I just did it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
and is there a school portrait of you, literally like one of those ones that have that, you know, that like old school sort of like gray smoky background or something, or blue smoky background, with you smiling with no teeth?
Well, everybody has one of those.
Oh, you mean like when I was younger? I'm like, oh, God.
No, not now.
For some reason, I was thinking like...
Did you forget to put your teeth in?
No. Emily's like, no one's going to want sex with Emily now.
No, it's okay if it's wrong. I just had that image come to my head.
I'm sure I have like a school photo like that, but I don't know.
Everybody does, Jack. That's okay. Look, tell Dad to get a little more specific.
It's interesting about the man, because there is, I do have a close friend that is round. Hope he doesn't listen. He knows he's round. He's working on it. But I don't know.
Okay, so we'll just let it go.
No, this wasn't somebody who's passed?
Is this like a love interest?
I'm still developing the image.
So. Is this somebody in the present or in
the present or past?
Guys, I just have to work with the way the information is coming.
Oh, okay.
I can't respond to forced choice questions. It's just how the information comes. So,
is your brother round?
Is he round? No. He's super fit. Annoyingly so.
The other day she texted me and she says, oh, my brother thinks I'm 9 years old.
He does. Yeah. Still treats me like I'm
well, okay.
Old.
So What were you thinking like when we were saying
Well, when
that?
You said that, it's interesting because there has been someone that I've been seeing mm-hmm. kind of casually that is sort of rounder than he'd like to be.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of, I like him, but the relationship is not, it's sort of ambivalent about it.
He has a gold tooth.
He does.
So okay. Maybe that's what he's pointing to.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this until the other day. He's like, did you notice I have all these gold, like not all these, but a few like gold, like back there? I'm like, no, I didn't really notice, which... Yeah. I mean, maybe I did, but I didn't think about it.
The way the information presents itself to me, it kind of comes in like a mosaic. Yeah, sometimes it's visual, sometimes it's little like feelings. Like I have to act it out in order for it to kind of bring it to the forefront.
So what do you think the message is that you're like? It's going
to
be a great relationship.
There's no message yet. I have to work with it and see where it's taking me. And so, what happens is, you know, the past, present, future are all available. So it all kind of comes at once, and you have to sort of separate it. That's how I work.
Okay.
But first, I like to kind of get it out what's coming, and then sort of shift it and move it around and see where things start to line up. So that's just where we are right now. So we can leave it go and Colby, you can go ahead if you want to give it a shot.
Okay. There's a few things coming, but one is I feel like I have a lady who's crossed over for you. And I don't know, she just, and I kept seeing like the pink breast cancer ribbon. So I'm not sure if you do work for that or if there's some sort of relation to cancer or supporting cancer causes.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh.
Yes, it is. Well, it's over. It was September.
I thought it was October.
I think it's October.
It is? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I just get somebody to send me a pink vibrator. For breast cancer.
That's nice.
If you rub it on your breast, it actually.
And I just opened the box yesterday, but no, I there's no one in my family who's died of breast cancer.
No, I don't think so. I don't feel like she's died. She just showed me the pink ribbon, though, and just said there's something about you doing something for breast cancer, or like you contributing, you giving back.
Yeah.
I don't really get the feeling that that's how she crossed.
I am doing a campaign this month. I am doing something for with my sexwithemily.com. There are a lot of like, you know, products and stuff on my site with good vibes that I was talking about, that they do like a whole breast cancer awareness month. And
okay.
Certain proceeds go towards.
So if you buy the pink vibrator,
yep.
You, part of the proceeds
exactly.
go to, let's all buy one.
Good vibes.com.
We're going to
coupon code Emily.
Definitely buy one.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm going to buy one for Colby.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Parting gifts at calling out.
We'll talk after.
All right.
She's blushing.
Okay. I have this effect.
I just feel like, I don't know. I definitely feel like she's somehow related to the mother's side, though. So I'm not sure if she's a grandmother or, but she's, the lineage is off the mother's side, though, for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like she has a good, because she just kind of shows me your life of just saying that, and you just want to know everything. I'll just kind of give it to you
everything.
Straight.
I can
okay.
take it.
I just feel I feel like you need to kind of clear your life a little better. Like, I just feel like things are kind of, she's giving me the sense that things are cluttering over. Things are crossing over too much, and you've kind of lost your clear path, and you're not getting enough. I understand that a lot of opportunities are coming in your direction, but sometimes you have to take the opportunity to do nothing. And I feel like you're not doing that enough. You're not honoring just being at peace enough.
Did you ever find a new assistant?
That's what I'm looking for right now. No, I actually, that is, that hits the nail on the head that my business is doing very well. It's growing very fast, and I have way too much going on. And every day I'm thinking, I've got to just step back. I've got to step back. I've got to clear it. Yeah, like I'm hiring, I'm firing, I'm trying to.
Because
too much going on right now.
Right, and I know you keep feeling like she's giving me the sense that you keep saying, all right, let me just kind of get through this and then it will clear up. Let me just kind of get through this and it will clear up. But it's not going to, ever.
Ever.
So you have to kind of make a shift and make a choice to say, you know what, I need E time. I need E time, mm-hmm. you know, exactly. and just start.
Want to go to Cabo with Andrew?
I was just about to say.
When are we going?
Well, I literally had just seen, stop talking.
Sorry.
Host?
She's my sister.
Zip it. Zip, zip, zip. No, I'm kidding. No, but I just felt like that's exactly what you need. You definitely need a chance where you can be somewhere where you are allowed to detach. You have to give yourself
like
permission.
Vacation?
Yeah, you have to, right, like a vacation. And you have to give yourself permission to detach.
Okay.
Because we had a really good time when we went to Laguna.
We did. We went on my one vacation in like 2 years.
Yeah,
we
it was really
Laguna.
Fun.
It was really fun.
So you should come with me and Drew every time we go somewhere.
I know. Yeah, I'm like a good third wheel.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, it was a good time. No, but I really, that's exact. I have to tell you that. And the thing is like many things, it's sort of a pattern. It's always, there's always a lot going on and I'm always trying to get a hold of it. And then I look back, I'm like, oh my God, it's been this way for a long time. But now it's even getting more to the point where I can't handle it. I need to step back and get a fresh perspective. And I do think that might be a vacation or.
And your office may also be changing. There's something, a feeling like where your office
really?
Is.
Really?
Yeah, I felt like your office is changing location.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking about that.
You're going to go closer to the west side.
I want to be on the west side.
I used to share an office with a therapist. And so I, for whatever reason, I kind of jumped in. I was seeing that office building I used to work in Brentwood. So I feel like you're right. She's going to move to the west side.
So is she going to have an affair with a therapist?
That's what we found on the last show. I was going to have an affair. It was a doctor.
He was a therapist, psychologist or something. And I said, well, I hope it's not my husband.
Right.
You're going to have a wild, passionate love affair. Did you ever have it?
No.
Oh,
no,
damn.
I didn't.
She was wrong.
Damn.
Is it hard for you to have
relationship or date?
Well, because I would think that, you know, your work is so cerebral
and
it deals with something that's so non-cerebral. Is it hard? Would you take your work home with you? Is it hard to be in the moment?
Well, I do take my work home with me because I have to try a lot of toys and stuff for learning. I test
Look
them.
At that diversion.
No, I do. It's harder for me, you know, honestly.
Like a guy who details cars for a living, when he comes home, you know, it's like.
No, she doesn't want to be tied down to somebody that's a pain in the ass.
Right.
Well, having a husband is not always the end of the world.
I don't mind being tied down, though.
Before we talk too much, though, I kind of want to, if I'm going to read, I want to read so that the information is authentic.
Everything you're saying is good.
Okay.
I love it, Colby.
That's okay. It's just because otherwise it's going to get inundated with,
Okay, Colby's feeling it.
And I just also feel like.
You both are.
All right. So, and I do feel like. You know, you have to be more open for a relationship for long term. You know, you do. You kind of cover up your heart. Even though I get what you do, I get that it sounds great and it's awesome, but you're so protective of your heart. And you're putting everything else, especially work, a priority in front that you're actually not giving it the time. and being as open as you need for the right person to step forward for you. That's where the problem, like, because I feel like you may see someone, it may last 3-6 months, and then it kind of fades out, and then there's someone else 3-6 months, because you're constantly on the go, you're constantly right. busy, but really you're just kind of, I hate to say, but kind of creating excuses on a level to protect your heart. Okay.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No, that is totally right, that I've always used work as a divert. And the way I framed it was that once my work takes off successful, then I'll be open for life. But it doesn't work like that.
And it's the same thing. Once I clear this path, then I can take a break for myself.
Happens.
Right. It doesn't. And so it's just a matter of shifting and changing so that you can say, you know, I'm ready to put my heart out there, because that's really what it's about. And I don't, the guy now,
no. Why? No. Tell me why.
Why no?
Yeah,
oh, that
why
poor
no?
guy. I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Oh, he's not going to listen.
I'm not telling.
We're not telling anyone this is even happening.
This is all just between us. Emily. No, tell me
who
why
is
you
this
think
woman?
So.
How did she get in here?
Because I know that. Tell me what you're feeling. Why?
Because I just feel like there's an intellectual imbalance. So he doesn't stimulate you mentally
enough.
You
need somebody who stimulates you.
And so I feel like that's really the problem. I mean, listen, I think he's pretty good in the sack. He's not spectacular, but he's pretty good. I mean, he's all right. He's not
she
bad.
Can see that.
And so I just feel
How's
like...
How's Emily?
And I feel like he's, you know, and I feel like...
Don't call me out. I'm calling out. Okay.
But I just feel like
he's that civilian.
But the thing is that it just doesn't feel long term, because he can't go the distance with you.
Oh boy. Okay.
And that to me is the bottom line of it. That's why, because you're just not mentally stimulated enough.
No, that's true. And it's funny, I was just thinking that last night. I was thinking that he is very smart in some ways, but in other ways, I'm not inspired by him. And I, you know, as we all know, for women, our brain's largest sex organ. Like, we need to be stimulated. And that's just about sex.
And you're going to lose your patience with him. Like, he's going to start to do things, and you're just going to get a little impatient.
Yeah.
Emily's extremely intelligent. She's had some high powered jobs in her life. She's a really interesting person.
He's talking politics before sex.
Yeah. So
y'all think I'm just, you know, crazy sex girl. No, I did. Yeah. No,
she's.
Thank you.
This is no, really.
No. Yeah. I have. So yeah, I think you're right. I do think that I'm a little bored.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was good.
Good.
And I'm glad. Yeah. So we'll be right back. And I have an interesting story to tell everybody. Something that happened recently.
Ooh.
Keep the discussion going on Twitter. Follow Susan at First Lady of Love and follow the show at Calling Out Today, as well as Sideshow Network at Sideshow Network.
Okay, we're back in Calling Out, and I had a really interesting phone call the other day. I was at the car wash, and I got a phone call from a telemarketer or somebody who was impersonating an IRS agent from the federal government.
Excellent.
Who had a really strong Indian accent, you would say. Like he was
Navajo, or was he?
No,
Cherokee?
Indian, like Sri Lankan, you know, type accent. And he was like, "Hello, I'm calling for government, and I want to tell you you have criminal offense against you from the IRS. And I'm sitting in the car wash, and this has happened to me before. And I said, you know, I know that you're not from the IRS. I'm sorry, sir, but you can barely speak English. And if the IRS is looking for me, they're sending me letters, because they do that all the time. And I don't have any criminal offense, because I was just recently audited. And it's over. I paid my due, my fair share. And I wanted to say that I'm yelling at this guy on the top of my lungs in the car wash. I'm like, you know, come on, buddy. I know you're not for real, and this is ridiculous. He goes, well, I just spoke to your daughter. And I said, my daughter? He goes, yes, she's here with me. And that morning, I had gotten a phone call from my daughter, or a text, that she wanted to go to my apartment in New York. And I literally, you know, I said fine, and then she didn't text back. And then my assistant said that she had called the house that morning. And I noticed I had the same number had called me like 11 times earlier that day. And so I said, he goes, yes, I'm here in your home, and your daughter is laying next to me. and I just have sex with her, and she's crying. And I was like, what home? And he goes, he mentioned the name of the address of my California home. Thank you, God, it was the California home, because she's in New York. So I was like, okay, this really pissed me off. Then I was like, you're not with my daughter. Oh, yes, I'm with your daughter. And meanwhile, I'm like,
He calls you on the phone.
Yes. And I was like,
on her daughter's line.
No. I said, you are not with my daughter, and how dare you? And I hang up. Then my daughter calls me, and I pick it up, and I'm like ready to talk to her. And he goes, hello, I'm with your daughter. And I was like, how did you get her phone? Well, she's right next to me.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Well, I knew he wasn't next to her because he gave me the address in California. And I had texted Drew while I hung up. And I said, have you talked to Paulina? Is she okay? And so she basically had said, yeah, I'm fine. Because Paulina and I have this weird way of communicating. Not usually. So anyways, like if I text her, it takes 12 hours for her to get back to me, if at all. So... meanwhile, I'm talking to this guy. So Drew's texting me, keep the guy on the line. I'm calling the police. I'm going to call the phone company and everything. I'm like, okay, I'll keep the guy on the line. I'm like, what the fuck am I keeping this guy on the line? So I keep the guy on the line. He's like, oh, hello. He goes, I said, okay, you're not with my daughter. He goes, yes, I did. I just have sex with her, and she's a beautiful woman, and I want to fuck you now. Oh, and I was like, okay, buddy, I see where you're going with this. You know, that's what you want, right? He's like, oh, yeah, that's what I want. So he's completely going off on this. So I jump in the car. It's half clean. And I start driving home like a madman, because I'm literally, you know, trying to get back home because Drew's at the house. And I wanted, like, I'm keeping this guy on the line for some reason. So he starts doing the, so where are you going?
What are you doing?
Like, I'm trying not to like get him too aroused or whatever.
Are you at all impressed with this technique?
Yeah, just be like, what are you wearing?
I know, and I was I'm driving to the market and I'm gonna buy some groceries because I can hear him. He goes, well, I have your daughter here. She's crying. I said, God, if my daughter was crying, I'd hear her. All I could hear in the background were these like telemarketers on the phone, all speaking in kind of an Indian voices or middle, or wherever they, I don't know where they come from or where they are, but they're out there somewhere calling America and telling you, you're a criminal. And if you pay us $1,000 right now, we will let you go free. Right. So they're able to get Americans to give their credit cards over the phone. But I was, from the beginning, I was like, absolutely not.
Can I just clarify one thing? So he calls back and your daughter's phone number shows up.
Right.
So this is terrible. This is like.
So he's literally got my daughter's. Okay. I didn't know at the time that he had called my daughter asking for my son on her phone. And told her that he had this IRS problem. She said, well, maybe you should call my mom. Well, what's your mom's name? Susan Pinsky. What's her phone number? Gives her my phone number. Why don't you give him your social security number too? Jeez, Paulina, thank you.
Right.
So anyways, he had her phone number already. So then
there's some kind of like hacking thing that he can make it look like it's coming from her phone.
Right. And okay, I don't know. But you know what? I was pissed at this point. I was like, okay, I'm keeping him on the phone. So I'm driving up the street. You know, I finally get to my house, and he's just trying so hard, like the whole way, to have his little sex talk on the phone with me, you know? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, where are you going? What are you doing? Well, what would you do if you were with me? And I got so pissed. I got to the driveway.
You say, kick your little penis in more?
I parked the car. I said, you know what I'd do if I was with you right now? He goes, what? I go, I'd chop off your
wiener.
I use the C word.
It's the clinical term.
Cock. And I'd beat the shit out of you. And I hung up.
Oh my God.
He goes, excuse me? Like, wait, what did you just say? That's what he said. And he had more of an English voice when he said that. Then I hung up and I went upstairs, and he called me back like immediately because he wasn't finished. So I got up into my office and my husband's standing there. My husband's pacing around, and he's already been on the phone with the police and he's already, you know, called AT&T, and he's like, he's pacing around. And I took my other phone and he called back. So I filmed it. So literally I filmed him on the phone because I didn't think anybody believed me, because only I get the guy trying to scam money out of people who has the angry inch problem. Okay. So I literally was like, nobody's going to believe me. So I thought, well, maybe if I tape it and I have a tape of his voice or something, you know, they can do like a CSI on this guy and find him. I don't know. Right. I don't know what I was thinking. That's I don't know why I was on the phone.
To get the call, it's hard to figure out how to tape it.
So anyways, we have the tape and we're going to play it. And you guys can tell me, it's kind of funny because I actually showed this to Karamo Brown after it happened. And he goes, you have like this school teacher voice while you're talking to him on the phone.
You're scolding him.
Well, you know, Drew was in the room. So I wasn't doing the, I don't know why. I must have one of those like chat room voices or something. I don't know. But this
sexy voice, soothing voice.
But he was so disgusting. It's really not that funny.
I'm on my phone right now. I wanted to, you know, call you and, you know.
So can we play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm dying. I can't believe this.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The stairs.
It's not gonna...
why is it that you keep...
What are you doing?
Why are you calling me back? And how did you get through on my daughter's phone?
Is that your dog?
Yeah, my
dog
is
Pan. Wow. Who's Pan?
If she's with you, then...
Very sweet, and she's very happy. Yeah. Ma'am, give me a straight answer. You would like to get me or not in these phone calls?
Oh, would I like to be with you in these phone calls?
God.
Yeah.
So gross. I can't because I'm married.
I don't care if you're married. I don't know.
Here are the guys in the background. I know you don't know me, and I wish you. I'm glad you don't know me because I really don't want to know you. But I really would appreciate it if you would tell me why my daughter's phone number comes up when you call me.
Because she is with me. I told you the first time. She's with me. She's with me.
I think that's a really cruel thing to do to a mother.
Sorry? Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so give me a straight answer, ma'am. What can I do for you, right? If you would like to keep on this phone call, you're not.
We beeped it out. Well, I'm really flattered that you would want to do that, but I told you I'm married. And I know that's why you're calling me, because this is what gets you off. So I don't really think that that's something that I can do.
Maybe your daughter is over now, but I need you. What can I do with you?
Well, you can first of all get off of my daughter's phone. And secondly, I guess you could probably stop calling me back. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. And like I told you before, if I did see you in person, I'd probably chop off and feed it to you.
Sorry?
Sorry?
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
I don't care. You are going to change. Yeah, I don't care. You are wherever you are going.
He didn't give up. That's really sad.
Well,
so,
okay,
listen, so. I've got to go because...
Where are you? Where are you right now?
No, I've got to...
Where are you right now? Are you at Darby?
I've got to go because I have to go cancel my daughter's phone line and make sure that I'm not paying for 30 phone calls from Sri Lanka. Okay, so if you would not mind calling me again, I'd seriously appreciate it.
You're not believing me?
No, I don't believe you. I think you're a criminal. Okay, so then Drew got on the phone.
Okay.
And he ripped into this guy. He was screaming at the top of his lungs. Hey, you know,
right.
Using all those expletives. That's why you can't hear it, because we really don't want TMZ to get their hands on that.
Right.
And so
Drew never swears.
And the guy called back after Drew yelled at him. And then he twice, like, so okay. I had to just block him. But it was just crazy. He was like, he was so relentless.
And every time he called back, your daughter's phone number would pop up.
Yeah, and so we had to cancel her phone. But I guess what happens is they are able to use some kind of a program where they can put a phone number in and then it shows up as another thing. And it's sort of a form of terrorism, if you think about it. With everything that's going on in the world right now, we're being attacked by these guys who call up and tell you, you know, your son has an outstanding bill or you haven't paid your credit card. And, you know, I actually have given my credit card over the phone to people. And that's how it started out. The whole thing began with I owe the IRS money. And if I call, and if you Google the phone number that this guy had called from, it happens to a lot of other people. I mean, people report it on the internet. And it's like an 866 number, an 877 number. And so I Googled it, and of course, they said the same thing. Mm. But of course, I get the horny guy, okay?
Right.
And I want to know, spiritually, what is wrong? Why do I keep drawing this weird shit to me? Why does it come to me? And I wish I hadn't stayed on the phone, but I kind of...
it's good. We need, it's good material, but we also...
It's good
material for the show. That's how I feel in life. No, but how can you... Can you catch him now? Can you figure out how
he hacked the phone? I reported it online to the Pasadena Police Department, and they got back to me, and they said, well, we could follow up. But, you know, they just shut down the lines. They're in a foreign country. I mean, obviously, could you hear the background?
I've never heard of this before. Like, that would terrify me. Like,
well, what if I didn't know where Paulina was? Right. I would have actually believed him. He kind of went south.
He probably lost his job. That was a terrible call. He was just trying, no matter how hard he worked.
He wasn't even that good.
He couldn't get you out of your dress. That was just the worst practice.
I've heard much better than that.
She said, hey, buddy, don't you have money to make somewhere? Get it over here. Yeah. No, and I was trying to stay calm and just get him to continue because I figured if they could use this tape against him, I don't think they'll find him. I think it's just a very difficult thing to... pinned down, and they make money doing this. I mean, they prey upon the old.
He was hoping to get money from you because you're. He said
from the IRS,
right?
Yeah, and then they also what they do is they call up and say, oh, you owe money. This is a debt collector. I got a call today, actually, as a matter of fact, from another one.
Really?
Telling me that they used my phone number, but they used a different name, and they said, are you so and so, and you didn't pay your bill, and then they put you through, and I said, then they go. What's your social security number? And I'm like, I'm not going to give you. I actually have that tape. I'm not going to make everybody listen to
it
today.
Same ethnic.
Yes.
Oh, never give your social security number over the phone to anybody, people.
Or anything. Don't give your credit card.
But you know what's been happening to me lately, which is so interesting? Because I use Gmail, right? Usually, like, it blocks out your spam. You don't get anything weird. I feel like in Gmail. But the last 2 weeks, I've gotten this 5 times that your record, your background has been checked. And someone's been checking your background. You better check here, and it takes you to a site where you pay money, and then you check your background. It's like your criminal background,
right?
And it's just weird because that's
somebody's looking
that's
you
spamming
up.
Too.
I think it is spammy. They want to sign up for the
service,
and
they email you, and they tell you that you know you owe money on certain things. And it's funny because like Drew gets a phone call every once in a while when I'm out of town and I forget to pay a bill, and they go, "Oh, well, you know, this is Charter Communications," but you know they usually speak in a pretty good English
voice.
Right, they
have your account number.
They don't try to have.
And he always,
right.
No, that only happens to me.
Why doesn't he ever get the phone sex calls? He's left out.
Where are you going? I'm like, where are you going? Like, that's so sexy, you know? Where are you going? I think you just got...
Can you offer some tips to wannabe, like, phone rapists and maybe they, you know?
No, wannabe phone... I can give dirty talk tips, I can't give... No, wannabe phone rapists. I don't want to encourage that behavior.
And what's really, really sad, and I just want to mention this, the night that Drew's father died... or passed on, he got a phone call like this, and he freaked out, and he called us, and it was the last call we had from him, was telling us how, you know, Mario was stuck in Canada and needed money for bail, that Mario is a family member of his, and this person was like, well, Mario's, you know, said that you would help him bail him out. You just have to give us your credit card over the phone. And he was like, I'm not giving you my credit card. He was like really mad. And then he was freaked out and then he had a stroke.
Oh my goodness.
So it's sensitive to me on that level. But I also think that it shows how fragile the elderly are. And also like if this guy had spoken to my daughter like he was speaking to me, and kept
doing that, it would have terrified her.
But did you check in with your daughter after?
Yeah, she was fine. We canceled her phone. I blocked this guy's phone number. He called me 46 times.
Oh my God, this is crazy. But the conversation with your daughter was just, hey, your brother has it.
We're looking for Doug Pinsky.
And that's it. So it was just like,
and she goes, here's my mom's number, and then hang up. But then use my phone to call her.
Oh,
so she actually, because I said, I'll call you
technology
back.
Technology that anyone can hack in your phone. What are all these pictures or clouds? Nothing
right.
safe.
And it's weird because, you know, it all goes hand in hand with the way the world is right now. We're not
it really
safe.
Does.
They're attacking on all fronts. You know, we have so many things to look out for. And I just wanted to share this because, you know, it's kind of funny about the, you know, he just kind of went south. But it's also something where people they're making money doing this. Otherwise, they wouldn't be wasting their time.
Right. Sure, sure.
And then the next morning, my housekeeper said her boyfriend got the same call. So they're doing it all over the place. And you'll probably get one tomorrow.
Exactly.
Just so
right
you know.
Now. But what did AT&T say about that? Like, do they say it's a thing called a thing where they get
right?
The
they just said it this happens like a lot. Then I went through and I put security on all my internet. I don't have location services. I make sure that I guess apparently I talked to one of the HLN hosts who was an ex-CIA agent. She said
smart.
That if you keep your Wi-Fi on and you walk into like a Walmart, they can follow you around.
Oh, wow.
So they can track you and they can see what you're buying and stuff. So,
who's
I mean,
they? The Walmart?
Yes. Like there is literally ways for people to get into your phone. And then I was worried about, you know,
turn
that.
Off my
and,
phone right now.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
kind of crazy. One of the things I'll just for the listeners is, this is Colby talking, by the way. Not sure how many of you know, but I was a tax manager for 12 years. So the IRS does not make phone calls, and the IRS never sends an email, ever. Now, they will send you a letter. That letter is not always certified, actually. The certified letter only is, you know, when there's an intent to seize property. But just know, so if you get an email or a phone call from anyone claiming they are from the Internal Revenue Service, that call is not legitimate.
Right.
It's true. They don't.
And I knew
that,
and I was ripping into him.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of
that was foreplay,
don't.
Just so you know.
Yeah. And
I could give you some better tips.
And I think the other thing, too, is, you know, and I know we're making fun of and light and, you know, and you did have the knowledge to catch on very early what kind of call you were getting. But, you know, not every woman does.
No.
Not every woman does. And some women are led slowly in the call, or some people continuously harass women that make it uncomfortable for them to go out of their house.
Absolutely.
Or be open. So
no.
It really is.
I was nervous that night.
It really is a violence.
It was. I put on all the alarms and I, you know, my dog was barking. I made sure that I was safe and Drew had to go out of town. So I was alone. And it was, you know, it was really frightening on a certain level. But I just want to understand the male mind and like why it's just so, you know, why they do that. Plus,
Jack, why do men do that, Jack?
Let me speak to all men.
Yes.
I mean, fortunately, he didn't know who I was. At first, I thought he knew who I was, but he didn't because I didn't know the story at the beginning.
Right.
So I was like, it did concern me at first, you know, because I'm a public figure, but I just seriously was. I mean, I don't think I could have handled it any other way. Every time I hung up, he called back and just kept going on, besides blocking my phone.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But reporting it, I don't know if that's really going to do anything.
But you mean the male mind, why do they go to that place of sex?
Yes. And he was like hiding in his cubicle.
Are you really asking that question? Or I'm just
Well, anyways, that's our topic today.
Yeah. Well, men and their penises. I actually had this conversation with her husband last night. We were on there. We were doing Loveline. And, this is off topic of the show. But there was our open forum on Loveline every night. It's everyone knows what Loveline is, right? Long-running radio show. It's a podcast. You can also listen to it with this open forum topic. And it's call up and give your confessions. That was the topic last night. And someone called in, a young kid called in, and he said, it's kind of gross, but he was younger. He was confessing when he was by like 14. His friends told him to buy some meat in the grocery store and then to use it to masturbate on his penis, right?
Uh-huh.
So obviously his penis. So Mike and I and Drew are like, what do you mean? But exactly. It took us 5 minutes. We're like, is it ground meat? What? And then Mike gets somebody goes, is it like hamburger meat? Was it like the hamburger? Was it like a steak? Was it a filet mignon? He's like, no, was it a slab? He's like, it was a slab. He's like, and then I used it and I masturbated, but I nothing. And then my grandma walked in the room.
Oh,
he said, but he goes, I put it in the microwave to warm it up. And then I used it, but I didn't finish. And then I put it back in the microwave and I was sweating. And my grandma's like, why are you sweating? He's like, I'm late. I got to go. He goes, and then I left and I came home and they ate the steak.
Oh, man.
But he didn't eject it. So it's funny. And I just turned to him, I'm like, God, men and their penises. Because then Mike Catherwood, who's also talking, he's always talking about how he's, you know, sticks his penis in walls and he's
right, captured. Exactly.
And he's like, you're a psych. He's like, these are young boys. They're always, you know, their penis, they can't help it. They want to stick their penises wherever.
That's
and I
right.
don't know that, I think when men get older, they're not as overt about it, but there still is a certain sexual drive that comes.
Yeah, they have testosterone.
Man, and they're more simpler. Women are like, oh, I don't think it's about sex. But no, it probably usually is. Like the guy. Like they can kind of, like any woman, they look at you, right? Okay.
I have a confession about sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was a hole in the elevator wall coming up there.
Oh, no. Where were you taking the stairs?
I was running late, but I just couldn't resist it. I just don't know why.
But the question is, did you finish?
Right. Yeah. Well, thank God this guy didn't finish on the second. No, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I tried to make sure he held off.
That's just how you're wired, more so than women. Not that women don't think about sex and get turned on, but men, it's like.
No, it's just physically,
it's
their testosterone drives
their whole thing.
Their moods, but this guy had a lot of it.
I read a study a couple of years ago, and there was this university, and I forget who it was exactly, but I'll hit the high points here. This university lab, they were studying. They weren't studying any sexual behavior, but what you had to do, they had a bunch of undergrads in a lab and they were interacting with each other and observers were then watching how they interacted and scored this kind of linear test and how they all worked as a group.
Mm-hmm.
But in these little cubicles, the undergrads were able to sort of instant message each other. And what they observed was that in record time, how the conversations all shifted to sex.
Yes.
And so they changed the focus of their study and tried to figure out why. And what they realized is that without eye-to-eye contact, the mirror neurons in the brain mm-hmm. don't engage. They don't fire the same way. And so you literally that mechanism that regulates moral behavior doesn't engage.
Right.
And so you just go wherever
right.
the hormones take you or whatever drives you. Takes you, and for right. young men, most times that's
yes,
that's right. their penis.
That's true. It's yeah. so true. Yeah. Well, and that's yeah. why like dating online is so popular. And
I couldn't make him stop.
Yeah,
that guy was on.
And he's trying to get money from you too, which is so strange.
Yeah, think, well, he wasn't getting money. He was trying to get back at
and
me.
As personal as it was, it really wasn't personal.
No, I. You know what? I've heard it all now. I've had. Whatever. Anyway, so thank you. And we're going to take a Facebook caller.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm here with two clairvoyants today. I have Jack Rourke and Psychic Rebel Colby. And we're ready to take your call and see what's going on with you.
Okay.
Okay. So, I don't know, maybe, somebody can pick up on some vibes here for you.
Okay.
Right. Isn't it like what she wants answered in her life right now?
Well, I kind of like to see if, you know, usually I like to see if the clairvoyants sort of are picking up on any Ooh. Energy and then they can kind of just get started. And
thematically, is this question having to do with the theme of the day or?
Well, no, I mean.
Surprisingly Caucasian.
It's just sort of, she's just got some questions, but maybe she can ask after you sort of zone in on whatever is going on with her.
Okay, so it's not, okay, so let's see. Okay, I'm just switching gears here and just trying something else.
Do you mind if I jump in?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I just kind of keep feeling like there's you've been doing a lot of questioning, and I don't know, it feels like it's around a guy. And I just feel like I just keep feeling like a lot of transition, a lot of questioning, a lot of self-doubting. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I just keep feeling like you keep saying, you know, is it real? Is it happening? Am I supposed to be here? Am I supposed to go? So I just keep kind of hearing that over and over and over again. You know, I have to say, my feeling is, for some reason, it doesn't feel. Okay, my answer is go. So it just feels like it's a go. It just feels like go. You understand that? I just feel like that's actually the feeling that you've been having all along. And I just think it's, I don't know, it's hard for you to let go, or you just keep thinking why you're supposed to be in it, or what's the point of being in it. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just wanted to kind of touch on that. I'm sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You can continue.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think Colby sort of hit the nail on the head. She's seriously been dealing with a relationship breakup, and that's why we have Emily here too. She talks a lot about this on Loveline
relationships
and it. Do you want to tell Colby what you're dealing with?
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm looking at whether I want to stay in a relationship that has been unhealthy, and the two of us are both working to get healthy. And I think that the question is can we have a healthy, mutually healthy and loving relationship and go forward?
It doesn't feel like
and sustain that.
It just doesn't feel to me. I mean, could you logistically? Yes. Logically, could it technically on paper be healthy or somewhat healthy? Probably, but the soul isn't in it. So your soul to me feels like there's just too much hurt and resentment. And I don't quite think he fulfills you the way he once did, or, you know, and I feel like some of that passion that you had early on definitely had to do with you not being so healthy for one another. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's, you're hanging on to, I just, this is my feeling, is that you're hanging on to that attachment to what was. So I just feel like you've done so much growing, and there's so much more growing that you're doing, that I'm not quite sure you're going to end up on the same page anymore. So I just don't want you to stay in something for the sake of staying in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I understand that.
Okay, perfect.
Do you mind if I have a question? So when you say it's, first of all, how long have you been together?
2.5 years.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
You're just in a relationship. Okay. And when you say unhealthy, can you give us some more information about that? What part of it's unhealthy to you?
Yeah, I can. I've been in relationships my whole life. I have a series of relationships with addicts since I was born.
Okay.
And unbeknownst to me, when I first became in a relationship with him, I was unaware that he was an addict. Because
but that's your
his
pattern.
Addiction is right. Not in your face.
Right, exactly. But it makes sense that there's certain traits of addicts that you're attracted to. That's not even
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm as unhealthy as, you know what I mean? I have to take absolute accountability for my part in this.
Right.
We're always attracted to the unhealthy part of the other partner. We all have those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And was it your background? Like, was one of your parents an addict?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, this is a totally, this pattern is very, very normal that we tend to recreate, you know, what we had in our childhood. So is he addicted to, like, so right now, is he drinking? Is he using drugs?
Right now, as far as I know, he is not acting out of his addiction.
Okay. And was he sober for the first 2 years, and then the last few months he's been on and off?
I really am unaware of how long he was in his sobriety.
You've been together 2.5 years and he doesn't talk about it?
I was unaware. I was completely unaware until the end. That's actually not true. I was kind of aware, but
okay.
And then he was so right into his addiction the last, probably the last year.
So in the last year he started revealing.
And then 4 months he left, and now he's working a program, and I'm working a program. And
are you also an addict, or you're like an Al-Anon?
Al-Anon.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, that's great that you're both in the program. That's really important. Has he been in the program? Is he been in and out of the program, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in the program before he met me.
But Emily, I'm wondering what's the bond here? What's the commonality? What's the foundation of this relationship? Are we together because we have a mutual understanding of what addiction is and how to live in this cycle? Or is there a partnership here that could be built on something more solid?
Well, I mean, the truth is if he's back into if he's going into treatment now, which is great that you are as well going 12-step program, I would think that there's something about you that might be a little codependent, and you're used to kind of taking care of him, and you want him to change, and you're hoping he's going to change and stop, will no longer be, you'll no longer be having the problems that you've been having. And the issue with that is when you go back into like a 12-step program, you're typically not even supposed to date. And I know if you're already in a relationship, they say that that's okay. That's sort of a pass. But he's got a lot of work to do, it sounds like. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
How old are you? How old are you guys?
46.
Okay. So he's, I'm sure this is something he's been battling with his whole life. He's been in and out of, treatment, and now he's back in again. And I think that, he's, who knows if he's going to stay with it. I hope that he does. But are your main issues that you're having in the relationship around this addiction, or are there other needs that you're not getting met from him? Like, take the addiction away.
Well, it feels to me, it just feels to me that your system is still really upset because you feel cheated on, you feel lied to, you feel, and you're a little mad at yourself because you kind of felt it, but you didn't act on it. You didn't realize it,
Absolutely.
And so first of all, you have to forgive yourself. Okay, you have to forgive yourself for saying, but at the same time, it's, we could do this. Everyone could talk about what you could do in the 12 steps, which I don't know them, I'm sorry. But, we could do it. But at the end of the day, your soul's not supposed to be with his soul. That's just the reading part. That's the psychic reading part for me.
Okay, so here's my question. Mentioned that her partner had a sex addiction, and being cheated on really makes sense. If you were her right now, what direction would you go? Like, how do you, psychically, like how can we?
I would have to make a choice to love myself more than I love anyone else first. So I would say, do I love myself? And to me, she's having an issue with loving herself the most.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're kind of in this on your own, in that I have the sense that your partner sort of isolates.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he withdraws, and even to the point where sometimes you don't know if he's coming home or not. So my question is how can you have a relationship with someone who isn't transparent?
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you have parents who are addicted, I'm sure you're used to the unpredictability and the coming and the going and not sure if he's going to show up or not. So it's a warm, comfy place for you because you know it. But it's also an unhealthy pattern.
But Emily, don't you think also it doesn't require her to touch a deeper, more wounded sense of herself? Because when you're in a relationship with someone, you're forced to look into that mirror and experience an aspect of you that you only can see and experience through partnership.
Right.
And so by being with someone who does withdraw and isn't really available, because even when he's present, looking into his eyes, you're looking through the haze of addiction. It's an unclean window. Those eyes. So with that being said, you never really have to touch a deeper part of yourself when your partner isn't present. So again, my question is, Aaron, is, what are you willing to do for yourself and with yourself? Are you willing to do the work to go inside and maybe find a value or confront some things that would make it so that your current partner really is no longer appealing to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to let go.
Or maybe he is appealing.
It's hard to let go.
No, but what's hard to let go?
Especially when you're older and you've been together.
I understand that, but what's hard to let go of is the image, what we see in our partner. And that's 100%.
What you believe in.
That's 100% us.
Right.
And really we're just using that person as a mechanism to experience our own mind, if you will.
But I think if you have a history of dating people like this, this is probably not an uncommon scenario. You've probably been down this road before. And I think that it was interesting that you said, one of you said that you hang on to the attachment of what was. And a lot of us do that in relationships. We sort of glorify what was so great the first 6 months, but now it's been 2.5 years, you know, and there sounds like there's been problems since then. So it's never going to go back to what it was. And it sounds like there's just a lot of work that has to happen and trust rebuilding and things that it just seems like, I kind of feel like you know the answer and that it's just, you know, it's not, might not be working out right for you guys right now. It might not be the right time.
I keep hearing about your dad, your father. So I think there's major issues with your dad, or there were. And there's definitely a disconnect, because I just keep feeling like one of your attractions, even to picking guys like this, is because you're trying to get that love from your father. So did you have a strained relationship with your father, or just an absolute disconnect?
Probably a strained relationship.
Okay.
And not because of him, but probably because of myself.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
he was the alcoholic and the addict, and so I just kind of disconnected myself from him.
Thank you for that explanation.
But that's not your fault.
That's what I wanted to point out is that you're in this scenario, you're the child, so it's the parents' responsibility to love and provide a safe environment for you. And if that environment wasn't given to you freely, and you had to withdraw for your own safety, that, honey, is a form of abuse. That's not your fault.
Yeah.
No, let that sink in.
So are you in therapy at all? Have you had any therapy?
Off and on. Like I said, I'm pretty involved in 12-step programs. And,
yeah. I think that if you...
And I go to an extremely non-religious spiritual church. So I...
Yeah, you need to work through your issues with your father, and then also... when you separate from your partner, you know, find a way to really find yourself again, and just understand that it's not your fault. So it's hard. It's really difficult, but you know what? You're so brave in talking about it. And I think Colby is onto something. So,
I think what you need is some time by yourself to not be in a relationship, because you haven't, you know, it sounds like you're the eternal student where you do all of this stuff, but you're not applying it within your life, within your boundaries, within your self-love. So you have to get to that place where you can look at yourself in the mirror and you like who you see. You love that person you see. You're proud of that person. And then that person has a lot of self-love and they're not going to love someone else who doesn't satisfy them completely, you know?
Can you tell her something good that's coming? We need some uplifting moments for her.
Do you see her
going on vacation, or maybe...
You know, this is, honestly, I think Jack, Emily, we haven't told you anything that you really didn't already know before calling us. We're just validating what you felt deep down, I feel like, okay? And I feel like you are finally, I mean, and I honestly feel this, that you are finally at a time where you are strong enough to do this. I think historically you weren't strong enough.
So that's good news. That's excellent news.
I feel like you are in a place where you can do this, and you can move away, and you can kind of work through the rest of it. Okay?
I kind of agree.
Yourself and your program, the priority, not his. He's got to work his program and you work your program, which will be the healthiest thing that you can do for you right now.
Well, that's good.
And to break the pattern, because you said this has been your pattern and you're 46 years old, and we all have patterns, you know, and we try to break them, and it sounds like you're ready.
Do some stuff for yourself. Go out, take care of yourself, get a hobby, go to the gym.
Get a dog.
Do something, yeah.
Oh, just, I have one of those.
Okay, well, thank you, and you know, keep me posted. I hope everything works out. I'm sorry, you know, we're not telling you, you know, you're gonna get a new car, or, you know, to watch out for your tires, but
no, but I think there's another man down the road. So that's why I think I'm more encouraging you to do this. There's someone else for you. but it's a little weighed down because you're not ready yet. All right.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Take care. All right, and we'll be right back.
Check us out on the web at callingout@susanpinsky.com for show notes and extended commentary. And don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. And now back to the show.
So we're back, and I just wanted to say that was really good, Colby. You're spot on with how you zone into the subject matter. And, you know, it's
great for the juggler, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to do that to you guys, but if I tell you what to do, it's just not going to be the same.
Yeah.
I let the spirit tell us what we're going to do. And so we had a really nice Facebook note from Christy, and she said, I'm not sure if you remember me, but I was on the show in April. I was the one who was trying to get pregnant for 2 years. I had health issues following the loss of a lot of blood. I still have so many questions regarding paranormal type things happening after that. But my biggest news is I'm pregnant.
Oh, that's great.
Once I got off the hormones and quit trying, it happened. I'm only 6 weeks and 2 days, so mazel tov. I don't see my doctor till November. I'm scared to death. I don't want to hog more of your time because I was already lucky enough to be on your show. That being said, if you ever need a caller, I would love to be on. I just want to let you know all the good news. I love the show and hope you don't go away again. That was a tough few months without calling out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, Colby was the one who did that reading.
Yeah.
And I remember it was kind of a scary time.
Yeah, I remember it too. And I remember, she was really sweet. She was upset. And I was like, and I mean, I don't remember the reading itself. I remember her, and I remember something about saying you need to relax. You need to let the timing work. And that you were definitely going to get pregnant.
And I told her that,
she
needed to stop stressing out so much because she was moving and she had been in the hospital and nearly died.
She was
bleeding to death, and she was like really, really like just not well, physically well, you know, ready to get pregnant. She was so concerned about it. But anyways,
well, congratulations. That's really a testament to your show then, because I think probably by hearing that from you saying you will get pregnant, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we told her just, you know, slow down.
Yeah.
Take a break, you know. And
she should name the child Kobe.
She should, you know, I think that's a fantastic idea.
Okay, just let her know that. That's how you should respond. Yeah. Susan, what is your Facebook page so if people want to write onto your Facebook page?
Oh, my Facebook is Susan Sailor Pinsky. And, well, we also have
the calling out page.
We have a calling out with Susan Pinsky Facebook page, and you can actually go to that and click over to the Susan Sailor Pinsky as soon as I get it all moved over. But
okay.
I just, you know, I haven't changed it. It doesn't have that many followers yet, but we're working on the website.
Follow her now.
No, she is a,
follow you.
I mean, I don't know if she's, you know, that apt to wanting to have this broadcasted. And I want to wish her all the luck and hope that she has a full-term pregnancy and everything works out and that baby comes. And, you know, if it's a boy, name it Sue. So,
or Colby. Colby could be a boy.
That's true.
No, but thank you for sending that note. And then also, I want to just thank everybody here, my guest co-host, Emily Morse, from sexwithemily.com, who is amazing. She also is a regular on Loveline with
Dr.
Which,
Drew.
You know, she's my sister wife on Loveline. So she's
true.
The second lady of love. And she's a sexologist and a relationship expert and also has her own podcast, Sex with Emily.
Sexwithemily.com. Yep.
And it's very popular. She's been on Bravo and MSNBC, Playboy Radio. She's pretty hot. You should look her up and check out her show.
Stalk her on Facebook.
And she's also
on Facebook. Yeah, like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram is Sex with Emily. And if you have any sex and relationship questions, I answer them across all mediums. So you can also email me feedback@sexwithemily.com and we answer them on my show.
I will. And also,
Susan just texts me. She doesn't need them.
Can I get one of those big vibrators?
Oh, I've got quite a package for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's part of my job.
I know. She's kept my love life alive when my husband's traveling. Okay,
no, it's true. So I listen to Love Lines and I hear you and I'm like, oh, that sounds neat to go online and buy. And I'm like, huh?
Okay. We're going to have to get Colby some good 20% stuff, too.
Discount. Totally. We got to get Colby the package to play with the stuff first.
Yes, exactly. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on, if you are interested in toys, click on the Good Vibes banner and use coupon code Emily, and you can see all my favorite toys, because if you are interested in sex toys or enhancing your sex life or games or laundry, whatever, they only carry the very best products.
And ladies, if you're changing your relationship patterns and you want to get away from that guy, you might actually have more fun without him with these toys. I'm telling right. you. It's just a message. Anyways, also, we have Jack Rourke.
Love yourself first.
That's right. Every day if you can.
Every day.
It's more.
Masturbation is sex with someone you love.
It sure is. Yes. Yourself. And okay, Jack is sitting here blushing. I think he's
quietly blushing.
Jack, I didn't offer you a fleshlight or anything. Don't
Jack,
worry.
Tell no, us I'm again about your book and where to find you.
You can find me at jackrourke.net, and the book is called The Rational Psychic, A Skeptic's Guide to Extraordinary Perception. There you go, on Amazon, or you can pick it up at your local bookstore.
Great book. And Colby?
www.psychicrebel.com or at psychicrebel for Twitter.
And we're going to put some of her paraphernalia on my website. I want to sell her t-shirt. She has some great stuff.
Aw, thanks.
Also, don't forget about the godaddy.com promo. Enter promo code OUT149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. And check us out at callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. And we'll see you next time.
Baby, what you do to me? I just can't get enough. Your smile, your eyes, your mystery. Yeah, it's got me all caught up. Cause baby, you're a catch and I'm attached. Nobody gon' break us. Girl, you're perfect, this is worth it. Baby, if you are, you can wear my sweatshirt just to keep you warm, to remind you of what we got. I know I ain't an expert, but I know my heart. For you, it's never gon' stop. Destiny, and that's always been the plan. Yeah, I may rearrange, but I never change. I do what I can. Far from perfect, but I'm worth it. Ain't no other man. You can wear my sweatshirt just to keep you warm, to remind you of what we got. I know I ain't an expert, but I know my heart. For you, it's never gonna stop. You go.
sweatshirt going put it on. You can wear my headphones playing all my songs. You can wear my keys, I can wear your hugs. You can wear my